New developments and shocking details continue to be revealed in the Penn State child sex scandal.
But I don't think we've heard the last of this.
Today on Take 5, we talk to an Oregon attorney known nationwide for successfully taking on Catholic priests and Boy Scout leaders in high-profile sex abuse cases. I'm Lori Robb, and this is Take 5.
I mean, if there were 8 victims of this guy, of the Sandusky guy, there's probably 80.
Kelly Clark is a familiar name throughout the country.
What we saw over here with Boy Scout leaders and Catholic priests is that there's never one, and if there's a handful of kids who were abused, then there's going to be a lot more, whether they ever speak up or not.
Reacting to Penn State, Clark says this will happen again. He's watched people in well-respected groups and institutions of trust display extreme denial or even be involved in big cover-ups. Can you explain that dynamic?
Yeah, absolutely. It's something I've thought about a lot. I've written about it. I blogged about it just the other day. And people have to understand this, because otherwise we're going to keep reading this story over and over again. It may not be Penn State. It might be Disneyland. It may not be Disneyland. You know, it might be some prep school. It might be the Olympics. It might be a gymnastics program. We're going to keep reading this story over and over again until people understand something. When one of these situations happens, it almost always happens in what I call institutions of trust, places where society has given an organization a lot of responsibility and a lot of respect and trust. Catholic Church, Boy Scouts, schools, athletic leagues, college football programs. Everybody that works there believes in the mission. They've dedicated their lives to the mission for all the right reasons. I mean, Joe Paterno has woke up every day for the last 60 years and said, how can I make this a better place? No question about that. That's part of the problem, though. They get their priorities mixed up, and there's a certain level of thinking that creeps in that says, the ends justify the means, which is to say our work is so important and so noble and so virtuous that we can't allow it to be threatened here. We just can't. What we do is too, we're special. Those rules don't apply to us. And in the blink of an eye, they make a decision to turn the other way or put their head in the sand.
When we come back, attorney Kelly Clark says there are some heroes connected with this shocking story. He'll explain. Take 5 is brought to you by Home Federal Bank.
My business, my community, my home fed. At Home Federal Bank, we know that the strength of our local community is closely related to the strength of local businesses. We're here to make it easier and more profitable for your business to do business, right here at home. So bring us your business needs. We'll bring over 90 years of banking expertise. Together, we'll plan for success.
Enjoy free online banking, free bill pay, and free debit cards at Home Fed. Stop by to learn more. Member FDIC.
Welcome back to Take 5 as we talk to well-known Oregon attorney Kelly Clark about Penn State.
Do you feel like the victims' voices are still getting lost?
Well, I think there's a couple of things. Obviously, at least some of these kids, now young men, felt safe enough to disclose what happened to them. I'm not sure that would have happened 10 or 20 years ago. One set of heroes in this case, in my mind, are the kids that came forward now, the young men that came forward. Another set of heroes that nobody has really talked about are the 5,000 or 10,000 men and women around the country who stood up in the early 2000s and in the last decade to say what happened to them at the hands of Catholic priests and Boy Scout leaders. And that took a lot of courage, and they should be given some credit here, too, because, you know, one of the things you haven't heard here, well, why did the kids wait so long to say anything? Why didn't they say anything at the time? They must be lying now. If it had really happened, they would have said something at the time. We haven't heard those arguments. And the reason we haven't heard those arguments is that society understands now that kids are not able to talk about this stuff while it's going on. Very rarely does that happen. And so to the extent that society understands what happened there and is outraged, I think you give credit to that, to the courageous men and women around the country who stood up and were the early pioneers in some of these cases against other institutions.
Clark also applauds the way high-profile sports announcers have called for strong action against everyone involved.
If you listen to the sports guys, I've been listening to Colin Cowherd and Dan Patrick, some of these people, they have been relentless in saying, this is outrageous, and the coach and everybody involved in this has to go. I don't think that's something we would have heard 10 years ago.
I'm Lori Robb, and this has been Take 5 on News Talk 1110 KBND. Depend on us.